On day six, no, don't worry, I'm not going to go through all 30 days. For no apparent reason, I went into a wildly deep depression and tears. I was feeling frustrated and angry, but had no idea why. I found out much later it was from a chemical change in my body. Finally, I went out and sat under one of my favorite trees for a while to help me calm down so I could flip switch over to my daily appreciation. It took about 45 minutes before I could plug in, but I did, and to my delight, there were no more tacky feelings for the rest of the day. As the first 10 days began to wind down, I was aware of dramatic changes beginning to take place. Those out-of-nowhere sensations of foreboding that would wash over me for no apparent reason throughout the day were down to about 2 from dozens. I was euphoric. Also, during those first 10 days, I became aware of how difficult it was for me to allow myself to fantasize or to want or to desire. Oh, sure, I'd give vent to the usual things like more money, enjoying more time to do my work and so on, but rarely did I ever allow myself to indulge in my deepest dreams. If a fantasy did cross my mind, such as my lifelong desire for a secluded second home on a beautiful mountain lake, I'd simply sigh and shove it deeper inside to remain a forbidden longing. Well, I decided to nip that stupidity in the bud, and on day 8, went out to split some wood, a particular passion of mine. And I began scolding myself out loud, tough love, that darn it all, it was high time to bring that old hidden longing and any others, if I found them, out of the closet, turn it into open-faced want, and allow myself to feel the excitement of it, no matter what. No matter what. And I did, for one splendid hour. After turning on my buzz and stepping into some feel-good, I chopped wood and talked to the dogs and me about my cabin in the woods by the lake. I described the smells, the trees, the dock, the cabin decor, the sparkles on the water at sunset. The hour flew by in seconds. And sure enough, that week the synchronicity started. I saw my lake on TV the very next day. I found it on the calendar. I saw it in the magazine ad as if the universe was saying, "We heard you, kid. Keep it coming, and it's yours." By day 9, it was time to pay my bills again. And I was uneasy. How would I feel? Could I stay out of fear of lack? Could I flip switch my focus? But with a vice-like determination to pay attention to my feelings, I went to my desk. Thank heavens. The monthly process was easier than usual, though I found it difficult to flip into and maintain a focus of appreciation. So, I broke into song. Well, why not? Anything to crack that ancient habit of dreading the 10th of the month. It worked fairly well, but I ended up going out into my field to enjoy the late afternoon quiet and get my buzz going. There were no more negative feelings for the rest of the afternoon or evening. And in my journal, that last sentence is underlined. Finally, the day came, that long-awaited day, where I knew I had completely relaxed about income, though I still had none, to the point of being honestly unconcerned. Truly, I was unconcerned. God, what a fantastic feeling that was. Day by tough day, I was watching a lifetime of unconscious negative thinking and negative emotion dissolve. I was breaking out of an addiction so deep, so profound, I never even knew I had it. There was no debate. Changing my focus and my feelings was not only possible, it was happening. And then I waited impatiently to see the lucrative results, a really dim-witted thing to do. The next 20 days were roller coasters. On the up and easy buzzing days, I was showered with fantastic ideas to substantially increase my income. But the down days weren't just a little down. They were under the Grand Canyon with a strange, new, exaggerated moodiness. No one had told me, or any of us attempting to control our energies, about this rather unpleasant but apparently common occurrence that seems to happen when we start pulling more high-frequency energy into the body. This is just one more indication that chemical changes as a result of the high frequencies are taking place in the body. Now, fortunately, this passes. In fact, you can feel it letting up in about 6 weeks, and usually it's gone altogether within about 3 months. But no matter what mood was left over from the day before, there was one morning ritual I created, loved, and never, never missed That was beginning each morning with a long conversation with my inner being, my expanded self. Down on my knees out of reverence to the life that I am, and probably to keep me bold in one place while I did my thing, I'd outline my wants for the day and decade, pausing just long enough at each want to allow its feeling tone to wash through me. They were reverent moments, humorous and poignant, and I treasured them as part of my design program. On up days, I could turn on a high and a heartbeat, slipping with ease into the feeling place of whatever appreciation I had chosen for the day. On days that didn't start out up, it took a little longer. The down days had no specific focus of don't wants or stress, just kind of, you know, just sort of basic doldrums. But there was a new spring to my step, a song in my heart and on my lips, an almost constant smile on my face and a thrill of life and wonder of creation that I hadn't experienced since I don't know when. Although I had taught myself the year before to buzz without really having the foggiest idea what I was doing, with the downward turn of the market, I had retained so much negative focus on outside conditions that I had long since forgotten about buzzing. But I was revving it up again now, like an excited rookie at spring training. So by now, I could flip switch either into a particular want or into my item of appreciation of the day. If I found myself thinking about where the next loan was coming from, I'd instantly feel that soppy, wet cloud around me. I'd realize I was focusing on lack, and I'd waltz myself right out of it. Ah, it was glorious. And my kicky new game of watching for those wild synchronicities that start to happen once a want gets launched was so entertaining, it was almost becoming an obsession. I put a special kind of heavy white work shirt on my want list that stores had apparently discontinued, and 3 weeks later I got a hit to go to an out-of-the-way discount store for some copy paper. Bingo! My shirt was hanging all by itself on display, the only one in the store. Things like that. Although I didn't eat meat much, I had a craving one day for a juicy hamburger, and I got another hit to go to a new hardware store, huh? And I found a brand new meat market had just opened next door with the most deliciously fresh ground meat I had ever had. So my monthly ratio that used to be 30-30, 30 days out of 30 days with worry or anxiety, was now more like 17-0-13. 17 up, 0 with actual fear or anxiety, and 13 in that weird downer. Nonetheless, a colossal improvement any way you look at it. But my eagerness to reap the rewards was dry docking me. As I look back, I can see I was looking for results in the form of dollars as early as 2 weeks into my 30-day program, a really stupid thing to do, since all that did was keep my focus on what wasn't there. Well, finally, it was day 30. Where was my overflowing bank account? Why wasn't my phone ringing off the hook for loans? Why was it taking so long to implement my new ideas? There I was again, being disappointed over what hadn't happened. Now, actually, money was indeed starting to come, albeit in dribs and drabs. And I watched, fascinated, this strange, constant stream of a little here, a little there, obviously in direct proportion to my vibrational focus. At least with my valve somewhat more open than closed, I wasn't going backwards.